You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Tell me, where are the watch parties? Where the brothers gonna be? I just wanted to see what she was gonna do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning. It is Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. DT is on assignment. In for DT this morning is none other Bailey Coleman. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Telly.
It's been a while.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It's been so long. The code done changed on the door. I don't know. I couldn't get in this morning.
You know, when I saw you, I was like, man, the last time I was talking to Bailey, we were talking about Fannie Willis.
Yeah, we ain't heard from her in a whole minute.
She off the hook. All this other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Also, it's Wednesday, and you know our resident Wednesday co-host is in the building, Tony Smith. What up, T?
What's up? Bailey sounds real chipper here in the morning. She's like, hey! It's 7 a.m., baby.
Oh, come on now.
She come in fired up.
Man. Exactly.
Look, we ain't got time for you to warm up, Tony.
Exactly, like,
look,
Tony.
You got to get here and get ready.
You got to be ready.
Like, wow. Yeah. She scared me.
So when you were playing.
First she come knock on the door, can't get in.
Okay. I'm like,
so when you were in the NBA and the game started and you were like, wait a minute, hold on, man.
Man, we ain't had no games at 10 in the morning, 7 in the morning. It's 7 a.m.
Never.
Hey, I play at night, bro.
If you play at night,
the earliest we play is noon. That's
the earliest you guys will play, yes.
Nobody playing before that.
DJ okay. Ricky, what up?
Morning crew, what it do?
Hey, Ricky.
It is hump day. You know, it's funny. Says the baby, like, hey, Ricky, like, oh, no. He's in like 100 feet away. He's right behind the glass.
I saw him. I was just like, hey.
Like, hey, Ricky.
Oh, she's chipper today, boy.
Are you chipper?
Got a lot of sleep.
Are
man, you get a lot of sleep last night or what?
Yeah, I did sleep well.
Like you slept well.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Are you chipper because Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was in town yesterday?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was more than a pregnant pause.
I missed that one, but it's all good, you know.
Well, in case you missed it, like Bailey did, Madam Vice President, Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee yesterday, her first campaign stop as the presumptive Democratic nominee. She has collected enough delegates. And it looks like she will be the overwhelming favorite to be the nominee for the Democratic Party. I don't think there's anybody else that could raise $100 million in 24 hours. So she is definitely off to a good start. But there is so much work to do because this switch was made, in my opinion, the final 2 minutes of the game. This is extremely late in the game, and there are now 104 days until the election.
No.
So, but Bailey, yes. I know you kind of chomping at the bit on this one.
I haven't been on. I'm a little shocked. I have not been on since this has occurred. Now, I feel some type of way.
do talk on it because a lot of people have really been quick.
I don't care if y'all be mad at me. No, I don't care. That's how
I feel. But see, that's the great thing about it when it comes to voting. You vote for who you want to.
Exactly.
And no one can get mad if you support somebody else. But who cares if they get mad? Yeah, so
they can get mad.
So
please
continue because
I'm gonna tell you, I'm mad.
You know, a lot of black people are saying, "Oh wow, we got a chance to put the first black female in the White House, and this is the closest it's ever been." But you're not so quick to be on board with this.
Well, okay, let me say this. Okay, real talk. I did join the Facebook group Black Women for Kamala Harris. Okay. I'm going
to
say that.
Just to see what's going on.
That's commitment.
That took what? One click of the button? You had to get your social security.
Is it just to watch?
Some to watch and see. And some because there's a partial commitment there to her. Look, I'm not saying that I'm not for her doing this. But what I am saying is it made me so mad. They didn't have this plan for her to do this. You could tell it was all haphazard.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, I voted for Joe Biden. I voted for him as the lead person. Yes, he has gaffes. Yes, there was some stuff going on. But I was of the deal.
You said he had gas?
No.
Gaff. How did she know that?
Gaff.
Pretty sure he had gas, too.
You can tell by the look on his face a lot of times.
Go ahead. At his age, we got gas. Y'all ain't right. But my point is, that's who I voted for. I voted for her as VP and for him as president. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, they knew how old he was when he said he was going to run again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one thing that the Democrats, there's a little something that the Democrats could pick up from the Republicans. A backbone. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, little backbone. I know Dr. Ken Harris's ears are ringing down the hall. Anyway, but a little backbone. You got to stand by your people. I'm like with D.L. Hughley. Push, pull, or drag your candidate across the finish line. You don't make a change like this because George Clooney. Who is George Clooney? When's the last time he made a good movie? Anyway, because he comes out and says something against your primary candidate.
But before you continue, though, I gotta ask.
I need some more coffee to get this whole thing out.
Yeah, because I gotta ask.
I don't think you need coffee right now.
That you, okay, I understand the loyalty towards President Joe Biden. And like you said, if you gotta push, pull, drag him across the finish line.
Then if something happens.
But wait a minute. But everything was indicating that he wasn't gonna win. So you okay with that?
No, that's not
Bailey,
true.
He was not going to win.
Look, all the polls were tied, and some of them were bending in his advantage. And this was after the whole attempted shooting or whatever the thing was, you know, where Trump had the thing on his ear.
The fake assassination? Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so after that, the polls were starting to bend. They were like, it could go either way. It's been that way the whole time, okay? Mm-hmm. It's been that way the whole time. So
It's a very close race. There's no doubt about that.
But then you don't just, you know, at the last second with no plan.
Yeah, here's the only problem I have with that. But I don't really have a dog in a fight either way. I thought both of them are too old to be running anyway.
Well, you know what? Let's keep it real. Yeah, but I think so, too. But here's the deal, right? Am I going to leave caution to the wind and let Trump win, or am I going to stick by my guy that has done us well these last 4 years? Has it been perfect? No. But you got to think of what he had to overcome. You know?
The only reason I like the change is because, like I said, they both are too old to be running. So instead of old Joe Biden in there right now, even if he wins, that whole drag, pull across the finish line
push,
at all
pull,
costs.
Or drag.
Yeah.
Kamala still becomes president.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. He's too old anyway. I don't think that mentality to me is just let's just let our side win no matter what. And if this is the best way, we got to drag an old guy across the line,
and I'm gonna be
just so we can win.
Yeah.
I'm not with that.
And that's your opinion and your choice. Right. But I'm gonna be honest with you. That's why I don't participate. That's why I don't like sports. Because if my team don't win, I don't want to play. I'm going to take my ball
and
go
probably
home.
Is good that you don't play sports. It probably really is because
I'm like,
you wouldn't
what?
Have a long career with that look, attitude.
Hold on. Yes, exactly.
And
I'd be
and
like,
your team
I'm
ain't
like,
always winning.
Look, right.
I'm trying to win every time.
Well,
every
time. And like you said, Bailey, it is, you know, your opinion, your truth. I just, in my personal opinion, I just did not see Joe Biden winning this race.
Well, look.
If he stayed.
And why would you want to run
a losing race?
I want to be honest with you. Kamala Harris can have all the money in the world. America was not ready for President Obama. Clearly. So what are they going to do with a black woman?
Well, we might find out.
We'll find out. We'll see what happens.
We shall see.
I'm not saying that I'm against her candidacy at all. Not saying that. But I'm saying if they wasn't ready for Barack Obama, who they could have in their mind said, oh, he's half this and that and he, you know.
But when you say they weren't ready for him, he did serve two terms.
He did serve two terms, but guess
so
what?
Apparently, they were ready for him.
What was the repercussion of that? What is it? The repercussion is what we have now, a split America. That's what he thinks. I'm sure that's what he thinks because he's said it before. He felt like they weren't ready for him.
Right, but like I say, ready or not, he got in there. So
he did.
The bottom line
and
is getting
it might
in there.
Be the same thing again, ready
we'll
or
see.
Not.
Right.
We'll see.
Maybe not ready
we,
for Kamala.
We shall see.
Yeah, I just think that in terms of best case scenario, Kamala Harris's campaign has gotten off to the best start you could possibly imagine.
Oh,
being able to raise as much money. And when we come back from break, we'll hear from her. She talked about how she has already received enough delegates in Wisconsin. And now it's just a matter of, you know, having this momentum spread throughout the country. We're going to get into that and some interesting audio that we heard from Donald J. Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, about their chemistry. You definitely don't want to miss that. And we'll get into, and I know Tony, he watched all 4 hours of this.
Did you?
The Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, has resigned after getting all the smoke
on
Capitol Hill and in front of Congress. And so we'll talk about that as well. And also, Truth Nation, you definitely want to stick around because I got a question and I have some concerns and it has a lot to do with the optics of the situation. We all know that Police Chief Jeffrey Norman is a finalist to become the head police person in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And he was last night, he had to go down there and meet the community. And my question to Truth Nation is, how does it look when you had two murders of two 43-year-old black men in your city over the past 3 weeks, and you're not being transparent with those families, but you're out looking for another job?
Mm.
So, Truth Nation, want to get your thoughts on that. 833-212-1017. Again, you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth and 101.7thetruth.com. We'll get into all those topics and much more. Keep it locked right here. Bailey Coleman, Tony Smith in for DT. You're listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Bailey Coleman, T. Smith in the building. We've been so far discussing some of the things, and Bailey has had a very interesting take about this whole Kamala Harris.
I think I'm not the only one, but I want to thank y'all for allowing me to vent this morning. I feel much better. Tony, I got it back. I'm back.
Okay, good.
No, we like that. We like that. We want to know how you feel because everybody isn't going to feel the same way, and there's nothing wrong, or you're not wrong, if you don't feel like everybody else.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm just never shocked by anything that comes out of the government and politics, politicians, and these parties, because I know what their goal is. Their only goal is to win. They have no other goals. Mm. It's not to put forth the best candidate out of their party. They don't care. Whoever's showing that they're the strongest chance to win, that's who they're going to back, and they're going to do it regardless how they feel about the person. Because I'm still going, there ain't no way you can tell me that these people, as people, like Donald Trump. There's a couple people who might like Donald Trump, right? Because they're jerks and knuckleheads too,
right?
But anybody normal, you don't like Donald Trump.
No,
you cannot.
No,
his personality will not allow you to like him.
Not.
He's just an a-hole and a jerk. And you're
exactly.
You're not gonna like him.
There
so,
is.
People like regular normal people who aren't, especially in that type of leadership role, like somebody who's got power. You can't be a jerk. Like, you don't want that type of boss at work,
right?
Right, you want a boss who's nice, normal. You don't want a boss who's power tripping,
right?
And you don't want to work under that. So
yeah,
this is what these parties do. They don't. Oh, he's got the biggest following. We got to go in him.
Right.
Yeah, and one of the things that you heard from yesterday's visit from Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was the fact that it was refreshing. She was talking about bringing people together and doing things as a country moving forward. And a lot of times you hear these politicians and it's very self-serving. I know that Donald Trump, during his speech, outside of the 32 lies that he told, it truly was all about him. But yesterday, again, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee. She was at West Allis Central High School.
Central, yep.
Yes. And that was a last-minute decision as well. I remember yesterday, Ricky got in my ear and asked, where is she going to be? Well, the Secret Service and the Milwaukee Police Department didn't even know.
Service.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't know because they had to change venues because of the crowd that was expected to come out, which was the biggest or bigger than any Biden crowd has had when he was on the campaign trail. So one of the things, I mean, she had a lot to say, but here's just a small excerpt of what Madam Vice President was speaking on here yesterday in Milwaukee.
So, Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination. Honored, and I pledge to you, I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November. So, friends, we have 105 days until Election Day, and in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we? And we will win this election. Yes, we will.
Now, Bailey, the one thing I can say, and I honestly was kind of siding with you when this all came down, because I thought the same thing. This was kind of it just wasn't even the emergency plan. Because when talk first started about President Joe Biden stepping aside, the first thing that was coming out of people's mouths was, what are we going to do? It wasn't just automatically, we're going to get behind Kamala Harris.
Here's six possible candidates.
Yes. And so that was kind of my thing, like, but there were some things that she said yesterday that I was like, okay, I can feel that, and she can run on that. Like the thing of, hey, I will put my record against Donald Trump's record any day of the week, And when you really look at it, you have a former prosecutor that is going to go up against a convicted felon.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, she going to tear him up in the debate.
You
that,
know
that's
what?
That's going to be a good one.
He ain't going to happen.
Yeah, he won't debate her.
He already said that he's not going to debate.
No,
but then he flipped it back, and then he did an interview and said, I think debates are good and this, that, and the other, but somebody go get in his ear and be like, hey, partner, you might not want to do that.
No.
Not this time.
And you know what that's going to do to him? That's going to make him go, oh, no, I can do this. You know how that goes.
Yes.
So
yes.
Let's see it.
Yes.
They said I'm the best debater ever.
Exactly. I've been told that.
I'm pretty good at debating. The best ever.
The best
no
ever.
No one's ever been better.
No one's ever been better. Yeah,
so Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Tell us your thoughts about Madam Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her campaign right here in Milwaukee.
Now, you know, here's the thing. Okay, this is what Hillary didn't do. Kamala need to come over to the North Side. I ain't seen her over here yet. Where's she at? Did she go to North Division? She was in West Dallas.
Hey, don't knock the Stallus.
Hey, I ain't mad at Stallus. I lived in Stallus at one point. I ain't like that. But I'm saying.
Well.
Don't just send Barack out here because Barack will come over to North Division and hang out.
Well, I
play some ball and everything.
But I will say this. Going back to, like I said, it was at another location and they had to find a bigger place. Maybe the next time she comes, it is at North Division or they can plan more ahead.
Yeah, they need to plan. Because you know what? That was... I feel like
because
that was something
they didn't have time to plan.
Yeah, because Milwaukee, she was already coming before Biden stepped aside.
Right.
So, I mean, because let's just think about it. Like, she wouldn't, well, I'm not going to say that she wouldn't kick off her campaign in Milwaukee because Wisconsin is going to play a major role in who is the next president. But that
and Milwaukee decided that month
time. So that wasn't the original plan.
Right.
That's why they had to change it to West Dallas because maybe that was the first available space that they could get to.
I remember us talking about the last time I was on with you, too, how they had sent her way out in Kenosha. I mean, like way out somewhere.
Yes, yes.
And we were talking about that the last time I was on with you. No, she need to come on over.
Yeah.
We got space over North Division. Barack Obama did North Division. Yeah. She could come on out here. Don't play now.
Well, I also think too that
we'll uninvite you to the cookout.
You got security stuff too to worry about though. You got to know where you can go and what's going to be the easiest to.
I know. Let's know. Not. Yeah. Let's
there's
not.
A lot of stuff going
there
on.
There is a lot
Barack,
of stuff.
When he did it, it was planned, like you said. Like, right. Okay, we
got
to do this
they
real
got
quick.
No time to, at some yeah, time
we need
between
someplace
now.
Easy to defend and easy to secure.
Sometime between now and Election Day, she need to work her way over to the North Side, however she do it.
She can't go to every community in the country, though.
No, but this is a swing state. This is a swing state.
I understand.
I'm sure they said the same thing in Detroit, Cleveland, Indianapolis.
But there's also other swing states.
The swing state. Hey,
there's several swing states, though.
The Barack, Biden, and Kamala now needs to make her way over here. She could do it. I got confidence.
And so, Bailey, I'm glad you brought that up because that seems to be a big deal for you that she comes to the black community. Will that push you more towards wanting to 100% back her if she comes?
It's not that I'm against backing her at all. Mm-hmm. I told you, I signed up.
But it sounds like you still need to see some things.
Why do you think it's important for her to come to North Division, though?
It
doesn't necessarily need to be North Division.
On the North Side.
Because I feel like we're the ones that will pull that vote across just like we did for the Biden-Harris campaign. The black folk. And you need to... You know, and from my understanding, there's a problem with her and black men. I don't know if that's true or not. Y'all don't seem to have a problem at all. Y'all done signed up, didn't you? Black men for Harris?
I don't like any politicians.
You know, so. and Facebook groups don't solidify my vote.
I don't like any politicians.
I'm on a lot of groups.
I'm going to say this.
What do you mean she has a problem with black men?
I mean, apparently, when she was a prosecutor in San Francisco in California, that she put a lot of brothers.
Oh,
in,
when she was doing her job? Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Bad.
Hey, they said she was, but I don't know.
Let's,
you know,
get,
what I
let's
mean?
Look at they, any prosecutors look, in any state, see if they put a lot of black
hold
men
on,
in jail.
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure hold yes on, is the answer.
Let me say this.
There's a lot of black men in jail.
Let me say this. I ain't got a dog in the fight. I like her. Okay? But I want to know what y'all think as black men.
I don't have a problem with her. And that whole thing of that, oh, when they want to talk about her record as a prosecutor.
Well, those
check,
people
check
can't.
Everybody else's.
Look, hold on. Those people that she put in jail clearly can't vote. So.
Why? But you can run for president.
Yeah, she can. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're a convicted felon. You can run for president, but now you can't
somehow,
vote.
Somehow, he could probably still vote too, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. We're going to get more into this conversation again. Truth Nation, get involved. 833-212-1017. We'll keep things going on the other side of the break. You're listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the 1017, the Truth Street Team, sponsored by UW Credit Union, is coming to an event near you. Join the Truth Street Team tonight from 5 to 10 at the Milwaukee Night Market. We will be set up right outside the 3rd Street Market Hall on Wisconsin Avenue. The 1017, the Truth Street Team, is sponsored by UW Credit Union. They are here for every you. Bailey Coleman, Tony Smith in the building
are
for
we gonna
DT.
Are we going to be outside?
Tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, I think you should come down. Have you ever come down to the Milwaukee Night Market?
No.
Last year? Oh, it's a good time.
I heard it was a good time.
Yes, it is a good time.
I heard it was a good time.
It is definitely a good time.
Crazy. It's crazy that I've never been down, but yeah.
Tonight's your night. It's supposed to be good weather.
Okay.
And everything. So from 5 to 10, once again, on Wisconsin Avenue. You have a bunch of vendors, music. It's really cool. It's a really cool night market. You can get all type of stuff. But yeah, so I kind of wanted to go to the next subject, but you all spirited conversation off air. I really think y'all should
Tony
bring this on air.
We're really saying the same thing, but it's a matter of getting there.
It's a different,
how
way,
you get
different
there.
Way to get it done.
Different ways
right,
to
right,
get
right.
things
we're
done.
Just, we're just talking about loyalty and to candidates and how to win the election. Like I said before, the main thing for both parties is trying to win.
Yeah.
Right? So I was just telling Betty, like, listen, if I'm Kamala or if I'm Barack and I'm trying to, she said, you know, you want to secure your base. And I'm like, my thinking is, you already have me, bro. You don't need to come visit me. I already got you. Go get those other votes that you don't have, right? You don't need to come see me. I'm not feeling like, ooh, I'm being left out because you didn't come visit the north side where I live. I don't care about that. Go win those votes that you don't have right now so we can win this election. I'm not too being pandered to. That's all I'm saying.
My vantage point is, okay, there's different ways to do it,
right?
And on that part, we agree. But I feel like if you can do it and you can super serve your base, because you don't want them to feel like they've been taken for granted. So
do you feel like Hillary did that?
I feel like she did. And I feel like that's why she didn't come through in Wisconsin.
Her?
I think that I really do. And
but
people
she said she keep hot sauce in her purse.
I got hot sauce in my bag. Didn't work for her. That only worked for Beyonce. So I feel like you need to make sure if you can at all, you know, to super serve your base, because you can't just win with getting the other people. You have to get a coalition, right? You've got to get your own coalition of people to vote for you. And any time that you can super serve your base while you're out there, you should do it. And that means if you can, you know, go to the north side, if you can go to these extra little spots, you should do it, you know?
I see where both of you all are coming from. But, Bailey, my question to you is when...
It's strategery.
It can be, but you saying that
bad strategery.
You're saying that you don't want black people to feel like they are taking it for granted, right?
Yeah.
But if you have a black candidate that is only going to these black communities while they're out, let's just say
spending valuable time.
Yeah, you're spending a lot of time catering to your base, which is black people, right?
Which you already have.
Can we start there?
Well, okay. See, you can't take them. My point is, you cannot take them for granted.
But
you may have white voters that saying that,
Bailey,
oh,
that's where you're
that,
wrong.
That Kamala Harris
can't take them for granted.
Yeah, but I'm saying that white voters,
they're on your side.
You know what? You cannot take them for granted.
But what if
that's
white voters?
That's what happened to Hillary. Wait
a minute. Wait
that's
a minute,
what happened
Bailey.
To Hillary.
Hillary's white.
What if white voters feel a little disrespected that you're spending, Kamala Harris is spending all this time
on
the north side?
She ain't been over here yet.
But
she done been to West Dallas.
If she
subscribes to your theory,
yeah, if she did,
be like, oh, she's only worried about black people.
She's only worried about
no,
black people.
That's a pigeonhole.
13% of the population.
That's not true. That is not the case, right? Because we've seen that she is not.
It seems like the strategy
mistake,
that you want employed. Though.
The mistake is to not come through when she can. Do you understand
Correct.
What I'm saying? That's a mistake.
Right. And I don't have a problem with sometime. My whole point is, like, if I already know I got something secured over here, that's not a matter of I'm taking advantage of it. But because, again, my whole outlook is like the sports outlook. Like, I don't have to score 50 points. If this dude is hot, he can let him score. I don't need to do it. We're going to win the game, because that's the whole goal, is to win the game. I don't have to look good. When we win, everybody looks good. So my point is, like, I'm not going to feel taken advantage of if I know what the real prize is. The prize is us winning the presidency. The prize ain't me feeling validated and feeling important.
Well, here's
that ain't the
thing.
Prize.
It's the difference between getting Pookie and your cousins and them coming out and feeling excited about your candidacy, and that may help pull you over the finish line, versus I didn't go there. I should have gone there. What happened to Hillary? I'm telling y'all. I'm just saying.
But you're going to need white votes to even get to the finish line.
You Correct. Are. You are.
And a whole lot
you
of them.
Are. And yeah. I'm not saying don't do those stops. I'm saying if you out here and you could get it done, go make that little quick run. It's just like how President Obama and President Biden one day said, okay, you know what? Let's go to the burger spot. Now, Five Guys is famous all over the world, because they made one stop. They made one stop that they could do while they was out here. And I'm going to tell you who was really king of that was President Obama. I was at another station, another spot, and he told our sister station in Chicago, he said, look, I will do an interview with them, because they were hounding it for him for an interview. He said, I'll do an interview with you if you can arrange an interview at this station in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Well, I tell you this. Number one, we got to give her time. She's only been on the campaign trail
all of two days. You know what? And it's just, let me say this. It's just a reminder that if during that time you can roll through. That's it.
Maybe it ain't that easy to just be like, look, hey, we're going to make a little stop.
Actually, she can. But anyway, what I'm saying is, it's just a reminder. If you don't do it, you don't do it. It's on you, and I wish you all the best. But strategy-wise, she need every vote she can get, and don't take not a one for granted. There it is. Boom.
There it is. All right. And on our YouTube
message board,
our
YouTube message board, August said it wasn't the emergency plan because it was the plan all along. Was it?
Really?
I don't know. Y'all asking me. Because it don't sound like it was a plan at all. Didn't look like they fumbled it through.
Well, maybe in a sense that they were thinking that Joe Biden had the best chance, so they were going to roll with that until they found out he didn't have the best chance. And then they had to flip it. Even if he won, he's no way he's going to make it through 4 years. He wasn't.
My thing is this, and this is what I didn't like. All the talk. Do it behind closed doors. If you need Barack to call him and say, yo, player, you can't do this, one-on-one on the phone. You know, they were sloppy and how they did that. And I did not care for that at all.
Well, we're getting a lot of smoke on our talking text line. Keep hitting us up. We'll get to some of these messages after the break. 833-212-1017. And you can always message us on our YouTube message board. Subscribe. Our tribe is growing. Make sure you are a part of it. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Bailey Coleman, Tony Smith in the building. Back with more with Truth Be Told with DT and Telly after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, our Beyond the Mic Happy Hours Mixer Series has been a hit this summer. Join our Truth Team for Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes this Friday from 4 to 7 at Mo Bay Cafe, located at 1022 South 1st Street in Milwaukee. There will be delicious cocktails, great conversations, Chula Vista Resort and Water Park giveaways, and Dr. Ken Harris will be broadcasting his show live from 4 to 6. Also, everyone who attends will receive a free ticket to the Wisconsin State Fair. We can't wait to see you there this Friday from 4 to 7 at Mo Bay Cafe in Milwaukee. Welcome back to Truth Be Told. We have been getting a lot of smoke on our Truth Talk and text line. I've been trying to go through it. Some of y'all need to make sure that y'all get y'all punctuations. You know, they can have, you know, you can have auto correct. You know, for your spelling, right? Yeah. Let's try to utilize that. But anyway, Mont said on our Truth Talking text line, honestly, I think a lot of black women, or should I say dogs and women, have a problem with her because she's light-skinned. Because of the best you can come up with, not only for her, is she's has locked up a bunch of people in jail, not just black. What's the problem?
Correct. I'm saying she's a prosecutor. What is she supposed to do? Her job is to lock people up.
I have no color problem.
Mm. Okay.
Some of my closest relatives are light skinned.
Light people steal a lot of style just because they was allowed in the house. Come on.
They went out with Elder Barge.
Yeah, I was about to say Al B. Sure, Christopher Williams, all of them, man.
Man,
the whole
wrong.
The Barge family. That was a family of 15 beige folks. Shadi O says Trump will never debate Kamala. Trump is a bully, and we know that a bully always chooses their victims. Does Kamala look like who can be bullied by anyone? Again, Kamala, as a prosecutor, did her job, like Tony said, by putting criminals in their place.
Okay.
Politic is a game, and they cannot expose their cards.
Okay. Mm. Politics.
Politics. Politicking.
It's funny. Duke said on our talking text line, sorry I'm stretching and using the stupid talk to text feature. Well, he said you should try it before you get up and start talking of people. Well, if it's stupid, don't use it.
Type it out. Take your time.
There you go.
There's no shot clock.
They like to get it in. The problem with the talking text, like you're trying to send a text while we're actively talking.
Right.
And you're worried about we're going to be past that right. By the time you hit send.
Yeah, that's
you're trying to formulate these long paragraph texts.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't spell everything in there. You're like, what?
Well, if you can't text, you can always call 833-212-1017 like Al does. Al, you are on Truth Be Told. Good morning.
Well, first thing I want to say, you know, self-hate is kind of big in our community, and her job is not to save souls. But the word of the wise is, you never pull the gorilla out the hat and play your best hole card in the beginning. Element of surprise is always best. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you so much, Al. Yeah, there.
Your whole car. I mean,
I don't even know what that is. Hey.
Well, if you don't know what that is, I'm sure Al will call back and explain
right,
it to you.
Exactly. I'm good. I've gone this long without knowing. I'll be all right.
Truth Nation again. Continue to hit us up. We love
to
hear
from
you.
That was short for Al.
Short
and sweet.
Short, yeah.
That's good.
So Duke hit us back and said, and I need someone to make this point in regards to the border. Maybe if a man-made border was not constructed, people would. I'm sorry, would not have been provoked to cross in mass droves. And here's the thing for that. And a lot of Republicans have come out and said that, you know, the Democrats went from bad to worse. And Kamala Harris is more radical and more far left than President Joe Biden is. And here's the thing when you talk about policies. If Kamala, well, not if anymore, when she's running, she's more versed on policies. She's more versed. She's had 3.5 years of being the vice president, filling out that type of job, being around the president, if not almost every day, virtually every day. And you have someone that gave a whole speech and no policies. The only thing Trump said was, I'm going to end these wars. We're going to stop the border. We're going to finish the wall. Because so much drugs and they're taking your black jobs. And when they come in, they're doing this and they're doing that.
What's the black job? Is this a black job?
Apparently, it's a black job.
Sounds like POTUS might be a black job November.
Exactly. I saw a t-shirt yesterday that said, my black job paid for this t-shirt.
I don't know what the black jobs
exactly,
are.
Exactly.
Are there Hispanic jobs?
Apparently, there are Hispanic jobs, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everybody
yes,
has jobs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Nice.
So
I'm the job I want to take.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is going
to
continue.
Can you take a white job?
I don't know. It might be turned into a black job. Take a white job, turn it into a black job. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know the theory behind those.
Yeah, I know.
I got to find the definition of a black job or a white job.
Yeah, same here.
Well, a white job that is available now is the director of Secret Service, because Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigns after the Trump assassination attempt.
She got smashed.
Wow.
Yeah. And Tony, I'm going to let you ride on this one, because you watched all 4 hours of her being just drilled.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got sucked in. It was like watching I remember watching Making a Murderer. I just couldn't like turn it off. I was like, what's next? What's happening next? Because you know how those hearings go. You know, she had to get subpoenaed to come in and talk in the first place. She didn't want to come in, so they had to subpoena her.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's in front of Congress, in front of the Oversight Committee, and there's congressmen and women from both sides of the aisle. And they want answers to how this is possible. I mean, I'm sure you guys maybe didn't listen to the hearing, but you saw the whole thing. And you was like, wait, hold on. How is a building like that close to where Trump is speaking open?
Right.
Yes.
Like how?
Yeah.
And it's not like John Wick who got up on the roof and shot him. Like, he ain't that clever. It's a 20-year-old.
In plain sight.
Right. 20-year-old. They saw him. And then you start listening. I was just, I was slightly amused, I'm going to say. It's not that it's an amusing situation, but I'm amused at how Congress now feels like we feel. Like, when something happens, we want answers, and we can't get them from them.
Right.
They can't give us anything.
Right.
It's like, you don't have any answers? Really? You're the people who are doing it. Like, how do you not have answers? And that's how they felt when they were talking to Kimberly Cheadle. They're grilling her. They're like, okay, well, how many shell cases were found? How does that building not fall in your protected peripheral? Like, it's 150 yards away from the stage. Like, I don't even understand that. She can't say anything. She's giving them nothing. They were getting so mad. They would start swearing in there. Like, yes, you're BS.
No, you said you are full of. Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
But Tony, you make a great point, because when we want answers and the government doesn't give us the answers, we can't reply like that.
Right.
So you're full of. Yeah.
You can't go in there and go on. But that was the thing, though. It was so. And they were calling for a job to say, listen, I would fire you. You should resign. If you had any kind of dignity, you would resign, because you don't want that on your watch, on your resume.
Right.
I'm Secret Service, and there was an assassination attempt.
Right.
Why? Because we didn't cover up something?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's investigations galore going on, and then all of a sudden she's talking about it's taking 60 days. It was just a whole thing. Like, this is a complete failure.
Right.
On a million levels. Like, you got to quit.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
I don't know why she was trying to say, I'm not going to quit, Because the next day she quits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was literally the next day.
She had to.
She was a fall guy. She probably got paid in the end. She was a fall guy for somebody.
But I told Telly, like, listen, I'm watching the thing. She got her feelings hurt a couple times. Mm. So a couple of those people hurt her feelings. Mm. And you can see it. Because she would, like, take an uncomfortable drink of water, like, like, only reason you need to take a drink of water because you're talking too much. You weren't even talking, and you're taking drinks of water after people rip you. You're like, ugh. I was like, she is getting chewed right now. She wanted out of there so bad. 4 hours, she got drilled.
My gosh.
Well, before we step aside for a break, I want to read Donald Trump's response. Donald Trump spoke out following news of Secret Service director resigning. And none other like Donald J. Trump. I'm not even going to ask y'all what y'all think. I'm going to just go ahead and read what he says.
Okay.
He says, the Biden-Harris administration did not properly protect me, and I was forced to take a bullet for democracy. And it was my great honor to do so.
Of course he did that. Okay. And that's why he held his fist up in the air.
Coming up in the second hour, we'll talk about how he's the greatest healer ever.
Oh, my God.
His doctor said no one heals like him. Yeah, when you get grazed by a bullet and the wind broke your skin.
Right.
he's never seen anybody heal like he's seen me heal.
Anyway.
78.
Okay.
Oh, man. Truth Nation, that'll wrap up our first hour. Keep it locked right here for our second hour. Bailey Coleman, Tony Smith in the building. You listen to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.